Wacław Korabiewicz, Bride from the Cahe Tribe. Black and white photograph on photographic paper. Dimensions 13 cm by 5 cm. Wacław Korabiewicz was a physician, travel writer and collector of ethnographic objects. In the 1940s and 1950s, he collaborated with the Museum of Folk Cultures, sending artifacts gathered during his travels across Africa. In 1954, after dispatching a substantial number of items to the museum, he was expelled from Tanganyika, present-day Tanzania. This photograph, taken by Korabiewicz, depicts a young woman from the Cahe tribe dressed for her wedding. Her full figure is shown frontally, standing with a solemn expression. Her gaze directed just beyond the frame. Her breasts are bare. The lower half of her body is covered by a skirt. She is adorned with a wealth of ceremonial jewelry. She wears a band of small shells on her head, with a strip crossing her forehead and decorative cords falling on either side. Around her neck is a large collar-like necklace made of numerous fine rings stuck closely together. Across her bare torso, ornamental cords are draped in a crosswise pattern. Her upper and lower arms are encircled with multiple metal bangles, and her fingers are adorned with rings. Around her waist, the woman wears long strands of beads that fall to the ground in front of her. Her hips and legs are covered by a long skirt open at the front. The garment, made of leather, is richly embellished. The edges of the skirt are adorned with small stones and rows of shells are sewn along the hem. On the reverse of the photograph, Korabiewicz wrote, "All the ornaments are in my possession. Bride," the word is placed in quotation marks, "Cahe tribe." After the elements of the garment were transferred to the museum, the words "in my possession" were struck through and the note "Museum of Folk Culture" was added. Beneath this, written in pencil, is the note "Africa, Tanganyika." The back of the photograph is also stamped with the seal of the Museum of Folk Cultures. In his books, Korabiewicz recalls his encounter with members of the Cahe people, from whom he acquired objects during his travels through Tanganyika. A local intermediary facilitated the transactions. Korabiewicz writes, "My friend the chief knows exactly what I'm looking for. He stops passing women himself, grabs the more attractive necklaces and takes earrings out of their ears to show me. He knows I'm not English and that makes him more relaxed, more open and more sentimental. We talk as equals and that in colonial circumstances is already quite something."